Pregnancy is often cause for celebration, but for some women, it's also a time of tragedy. As Side Effects Public Media's Lauren Bavis reports, Black women and their babies are most at risk.
Call it mother's intuition. Sierra Mosby just knew she was going to have a boy.
Well, I was looking at the ultrasound, and I knew it was a boy because, like, he just looks like a boy, and we did a gender reveal after that, but I knew in my heart that it was a boy.
The Indianapolis woman is a first-time mom and due early next year. She and her fiancé are thrilled to be expecting a son. But the 20-year-old says being pregnant has made her moody.
I'm not as nice as what I used to be. I'm like a really nice person, but like I think I'm just really mean to my fiancé.
Sierra's pregnancy has been smooth so far, but she has cause for concern, despite being young and healthy.
Me being a Black woman, so like I am higher risk for like, you know, death in a hospital, and then I'm also like half Latino.
Indiana has one of the nation's worst rates of mothers dying while pregnant or within a year after having a baby. Black mothers are at particular risk. For every 100,000 live births, 53 Black Hoosier moms die. That's on par with maternal death rates in countries like Iraq and Vietnam. And for every woman who dies, dozens more experience severe health complications.
You have a lot of near misses where patients have severe hypertension that, had they not been evaluated or come to the hospital, could have resulted in death.
That's Dr. Indy Lane. She's an obstetrician gynecologist for Community Health Network, a healthcare group based in Indianapolis. She's also a Black mom. She says that helps her understand what many of her patients go through.
I think that culturally, Black communities have, and Hispanic communities too, have a distrust of the healthcare system. There are lots of abuses that have happened, not that far in the, you know, distant past, that have kind of impacted how we view healthcare, traditional healthcare.
Lane says that distrust could help explain why only about half of Black women in Indiana get prenatal care in the first trimester. Compare that to 70% for white women. Prenatal visits allow doctors to catch complications before they become dangerous.
We see obesity, we see hypertension, we see diabetes, unfortunately more often in women of color.
Those are all health concerns Kim Shaw struggles with. The Indianapolis woman is half Black and also a first-time mom. When Kim found out she was pregnant, she weighed 300 pounds. She was struggling to get her type 2 diabetes under control. And she smokes.
And I'm about to take classes, and I will stop, because that's my whole biggie. I'm not having my baby come out with asthma.
Kim goes to regular prenatal visits. So does Sierra, though finding an understanding doctor has been a challenge. She says her white doctor seemed uncomfortable in an exam room with a young, mixed-race patient.
You know, like, when you could tell, like, when, like, you're in high school, like, a girl just doesn't like you? It was, like, that feeling, but, like, with just another person in a different predicament.
Dr. Lane says hospitals and other providers need to do better for patients of color.
It's not intentional, so I think implicit bias, I think, plays a role as well. I think that we need to do a better job of having programs just to make us aware as healthcare providers of what our shortcomings are when we see a patient, some of the judgments that we make that we don't even realize we're making.
Community organizations are also working to fill gaps in care for vulnerable women. Sierra participates in Goodwill's Nurse Family Partnership Program. Every week, a nurse visits her at home. Together, they set goals to keep Sierra healthy, which will also keep her baby healthy. At a gender reveal party, Sierra and her fiancé announced they plan to name their son Dream. I'm Lauren Bavis, Side Effects Public Media.